about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. Kitten videos are snacks.
They're delicious.
They're delicious. But they're not that good for you.
Yeah.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And today, Two Guys on Your Head takes on kitten videos.
Meow. There's a reason that things trend up. I mean, it's not just because people know and then people tell other people and then more people know and there's this exponential thing. There's something inherent in it that touches people in a way. They react to it.
So I think that there's two components to the love of cat videos. Right. One is the ease with which it's available. We live in an era where between Facebook and YouTube and social media, we have easy access to all sorts of micro entertainments that are just these little doses of positive feeling.
Yeah.
And there are all of these different elements that go into that, one of which is the surprise element. Right, that Bob was talking about, and one of which is the social component of it, of wanting to be able to share this experience
exactly.
with a bunch of people.
Exactly.
And it can be done, you know, in a small amount of time. It's a nice, quick pick-me-up.
I recall, I mean, this is in the same category as cat videos, but it's close. When the Harvard baseball team lip-synced to Call Me Maybe and did the thing in their van driving to a game, it's ridiculous. Not only did that get a zillion hits, but then all these other sports teams who were small enough to go places in a van started doing riffs on that riff. What would possibly compel somebody to look at that? You know, and again, there is a little bit of...
Beats working.
It beats... Not only does it beat working, but when you see things that are unusual and yet sort of delightful, that's a compelling thing to look at. And not what's interesting is not only does it delight you, you're anxious to show it to somebody else.
But cat videos have that the Harvard baseball team doesn't. Gosh, there's so many ways to go with that. What kitten videos have that the Harvard baseball team doesn't, they have a lock into certain evolutionary elements of what makes us feel
exactly.
good. So we are wired for cuteness. Big eyes, this little tiny head, that sort of thing. It's important, right? Because if you've ever been around a real human baby, they are unpleasant creatures. You know, they are really, I mean, it's very hard to take care of a baby. So what do? They package them in the cutest possible package.
That's it.
Big eyes and you know, little bald head and the you know, the cheeks and all that stuff. You know, the infant forms of almost every animal have that going for them.
Right.
So puppies are adorable and kittens are so cute. So now you take that evolutionarily wired in joy magnet, stick it into a 15-second video, and almost no matter what the kitten does after that, it's just guaranteed to give you a little shot of warm fuzzies. So kitten videos, they're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And then we live in an environment in which it's hard to get away from the stresses of daily life, right? I mean, hundreds of years ago, your workplace might be a field. I mean, so for some people, it still is, right? For most of us, the modern workplace isn't a field or a forest. You know, it doesn't require a tremendous amount of movement. And it certainly doesn't require a tremendous amount of movement in novel environments, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people who do have movement in their day are still moving around the same environment over and over again. What videos like this do is they provide this very quick shot of a completely different context.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
takes you out of where you are right now.
Right. And one of the things about those kinds of videos, they are inherently like highlight reels.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whether it's cat videos or whatever kind of videos, no one's going to watch a cat video and says, hey, man, listen, watch this thing. At like 19 minutes in, something great happens. You know, yeah. no one's going to do that. Or they'll go right to 19 minutes. So what those kind of videos have an opportunity to do is to edit out all the boring parts of life and just show you the little snippet of what we usually have to wait for, except you don't have to wait. It's a click
right.
away. Now, there's a downside to that too, because you can cultivate, in some people, a sense of impatience about taking time to build up to something.
Get to the point. Happens.
Get to the point. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, in the long term, I mean, look, a little shot of positive affect is a wonderful thing. And actually, feeling good can make you more creative.
Yeah.
So actually, if you're trying to get yourself pumped up to do some work, watching a couple of kitten videos to get you, you know, just sort of in a positive mood to work can be really beneficial. But they in and of themselves are not going to just suck you into that kind of flow state.
Yeah. And you know, what Art was saying about the little shot of happiness making you more creative, making you more whatever, there is so much consistent data about how much a positive state of mind affects all aspects of what you do. Even if you're doing things that seem to be relatively, you know, banal and boring and not something that you want to spend time is, you're just more effectively operating when you're in a better state of mind. You've sort of optimized your physiology, including your brain physiology, to kind of get to work and get things done. So, you know, I mean, we tease about it. I mean, we're saying this kind of tongue-in-cheek about why would you watch cat videos? And, I mean, some people do just fritter away a lot of their lives doing stuff like that. But it isn't to say that there's no reason for it, right? There is something to be said for the feeling that you can elicit by just a few moments of cuteness.
Yeah. Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, we'll talk about the psychology of happiness with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys and find more information on any of the topics we've discussed, go to KUT.org. We're also on iTunes, iTunes U, and Twitter at the number 2, G-O-Y-H. We would love to know what you think of the show and find out what you're curious about. Email us anytime at twoguys@kut.org. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. Two Guys on Your Head is supported by OBGYN North and Natural Beginning Birth Center.